In 35 minutes, John Waite joins us in studio in Gordo's Corner. Before that, it's the biggest show coming to town this week. Last segment, we talked about the Captain Hope's Kids golf tournament yesterday. George reunited the R.L. Turner golf team. They played. They finished tied for second. It was a good day. Lots of fun. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone was there, all of the players from that team, but the coach wasn't there. So let's open the door. And joining us now, George, this is your life. It's your R.L. Turner coach.
Coach. Oh, that's not my high school coach.
Hi, George. Remember me?
No.
It's me, your old golf coach, Peggy Tutwiler.
We didn't have a woman's coach. It was Harry Bullard was our coach. I don't remember you.
After Harry Bullard retired.
Oh, this is wonderful. I bet this is a great moment for you, George.
No, because I have no idea who she is.
Let me give you a kiss, George.
Oh, gosh. Stay away from me.
Oh, God.
I don't know who you are.
You look so wonderful.
Yeah.
I know you're looking at me and wondering one thing. Why the gurney?
No, I'm just wondering who the hell you are. I have no idea who
you
are.
I've not been doing as well as I guess I could have been.
Oh, boy.
I'm glad she brought it up because I was wondering why the gurney.
What a waste of time this is.
After you quit the golf team, things really went downhill for me, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
I was really hoping to ride you group of guys all the way to the Ryder Cup.
Okay, well, high school teams don't qualify for the Ryder Cup.
But alas, you quit golf to take a job at the Ticket.
What? No, I ran out of eligibility. I graduated, and you
Let's
weren't my high school coach.
Let's get the team back together. You, me, Bucci.
Bucci.
C.B. Erickson. Andrew McGee. Del Young.
Okay, you are confusing a lot of different people in my past.
After you quit, George.
Didn't quit.
I began to have what you would call a severe alcohol habit.
Oh, no. Gosh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, whoever you are.
Peggy Tutwiler, your coach.
You know who I am.
I know I look a little bit different. What with the scarring and all?
Yeah, well, look, I'm sorry for your unfortunate battle with alcohol, but I have no idea who you
are. I've kicked it now, though.
Oh, good.
I've been in this gurney for about 14 months.
Oh, my Lord.
So not that long.
Jeez.
And the specialists all say that they think that it's mostly mental, and the best way for me to regain my legs and to walk the earth again is to get the golf team back together and win state, and I need you for that.
See, George, you can't. We're ineligible. We lost our eligibility 29 years ago.
My car got stolen.
I'm sorry.
14 years ago. I keep hoping the cops are going to find it, but they never do.
No.
It makes me nervous. It makes me so nervous that they can't find my car.
Uh-huh. You haven't replaced it in 14 years?
Hey, do you know what the difference is between a former high school golf teacher and a hobo who can't laugh without coughing blood?
What?
Not much, it turns out. Do you keep up with the old crowd, George?
Well, as I just mentioned, yeah.
Why didn't you ever marry that girl you was always chasing, Katie Beth Plantagenet? She was so gorgeous.
I don't remember her
so
either.
So talented.
I don't remember you either.
Have you talked to her?
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
You really should. Would you like the update?
Okay, I guess.
She wrapped her Sonata around a pole in Van Zandt County, and she's now on a machine.
Why are you laughing at that?
If you want to talk to her, you better hurry.
I'm laughing. I don't even know who you're talking about.
I have a nice little home south of Duncanville. Will you come visit me for a meal?
Probably not.
Lunch is best. That's when the Meals on Wheels comes by.
All right, well, tell them to put an extra dish in
there. My house is nice, George. I bought it 20 years ago. It hasn't been all bad for me, you see.
Uh-huh.
I came into some money in my early 40s.
Hmm.
It was the settlement for when my husband got caught up under an industrial stump grinder.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. On my birthday, in front of a crowd of kids.
Poor Peggy.
From the school.
George, you ought to go down there for a meal and maybe a swing tip. She was your coach.
I know you're looking at me when you're thinking about it, and you're wondering one thing. What happened to my right eye and my nose? Well, it's a funny story. My friend gave me a pit bull rescue for Christmas. Never fall asleep with bologna on your face.
How's that a funny
Scarring
story?
Scarring facial injuries. Hilarious.
It's gotten better. I've got to go now, George.
Oh, no.
I feel the insurers coming back up.
Oh, gosh.
Bye, George.
Bye, whoever you are.
Bye, Peggy. Bye, Coach.
Peggy Tutwiler.
She's not a coach.
She's
not my golf coach.
So yesterday was your teammates, today your coach. That's awesome.
It wasn't not my coach. I think she coached at Berkner or something. All right, it's 8:40.